And we're back this morning on this Friday, and joining us is Joshua Robinson. Joshua is the director of the Back to School Giveaway. They've been doing this now for a number of years, and our stations have just absolutely been pleased to be a part of that and helping raise awareness about it and to promote it. Joshua, it's good to have you on this morning.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, it is almost that time of year again. Coming up on August 19th, it's your annual Back to School Giveaway. So tell us about it. There are a few changes this year.
Yeah, every year we try to enhance the event a little bit, make it the highest quality we possibly can. So this year, again, it will be providing free school supplies, free clothing. We'll have a bunch of free services there. There'll be food that'll be given away so that people can take home and have some meals back at home. We'll have doctors and dentists and vision all there to have those done. We'll also have several area agencies that show up and just provide services or at least try to connect families to those services. We have a whole portion of this event that's just simply designed to be a fair where kids and families get to relax and have a good time together. So we'll have multiple inflatables and food that's being provided by Smith's and Coca-Cola. And there's just this fun family atmosphere as everybody gets ready to go back to school. This year, we have moved to a new location. And so we're going to be up at the MEC Center, which is the Mountain View Event Center in Pocatello. And then we'll be flowing over in front of Grace Lutheran High School and onto the grass of their soccer field as well.
Okay. Now, was the move out of the growth in demand for this and you just wanted to be able to offer more in like the fair and that kind of thing?
Well, yeah. So for the last several years, we have been busting at the seams at the current location. The city of Chubbuck has kind of nudged and encouraged us to try to find a place to do it more efficiently. When we had people who were parking on the other side of Yellowstone Highway and then crossing the busy highway just to get to the event, we knew that it was getting a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
And so for several years, we'd been looking, trying to find something that would work. And this popped up as a good solution. So we're going to give it a test run this year and see how it goes.
Also, Joshua, it's about 3 weeks away, 3 weeks from tomorrow. But there is still time. If there are businesses that want to participate in this, there is still time for them to get involved, correct?
That is correct. So any business that would like to be involved, the businesses have a whole package that's designed for them. They can sponsor a backpack set of supplies. That's $7.50 per set that they choose to sponsor. And then we have a whole system designed to help give them some credit, to put their logos in various places, to give them name recognition. We are about 85% funded right now, and mm-hmm. I do have some that I'm going to even just drive around town and pick up today. So we're getting close, but we could definitely use a little bit more support to just push us over the finish line.
Now, how do they... Do they need to call you, or is there a website? How, if there is a business out there that wants to jump in on this, what should they do?
So we can do a couple different ways. Yeah, if a business is interested, they can contact me directly. So they can contact the phone number for the event, which is 208-403-6322. They can get online at www.b2sgiveaway.com. And they can go through and they can actually donate right there. We can also then email out some information to them. A lot of these businesses have marketing departments or different people that kind of have to look over everything. And so we've got a whole packet that's just ready to go via email that answers just about any question that a business would have.
All right. And is your phone number at that website as well?
It is.
Okay. All right. We'll just give out the website. Again, that's b2sgiveaway.com. Joshua, this is a big, big weekend for East Idaho because that's the Saturday before the eclipse. Are you anticipating any issues at all because of that?
Well, I'm hoping not. You know, the eclipse doesn't take place till Monday, right?
Right.
So this is a Saturday event. So, yeah, we'll probably have more cars driving through the area. But the only way that this worked this year was having it on this day. We have made a deal with the city of Chubbuck for as long as we've had this event that we'll never compete with Chubbuck Days. And so, you know, yep. Wasn't able to do it the weekend before. And if we start getting too far back, families are still on vacation. It's hard to get all our volunteers there. And so
sure.
unfortunately, this is our weekend. I'm hoping that we'll be able to spread the word and have a pretty intense and fun atmosphere. And who knows, maybe because of the amount of people coming into the area, we'll draw some people to the fair side that wouldn't have normally been there.
Yeah, well, yeah, fantastic. Shouldn't have any issues. Again, the website, b2sgiveaway.com. All the information is there if you want to participate in this, and also if you have needs and you need to show up and get your kids ready for school. So, Joshua, thank you so much. Appreciate all the work that you do for this and the time you've spent with us this morning.
Thank you, Neil.